This is Shannon Ray Davis, and you are listening to Omega Man Radio. Welcome to my world, the world of the Omega Man. Join us here for the nightly marathon, broadcasting Monday through Friday. You can find us here on YouTube, and we encourage you to report for duty. Get trained up. War of the Saints is coming. You want to be an overcomer and endure till the end. We will teach you how. We cast out devils. We command healing to the sick in Jesus' name. And we preach the full gospel of Jesus Christ to win souls for Jesus. I want to encourage you right now to subscribe right here on YouTube to this channel. Smash the like button and share a link to our live chat room to everyone you know right there on Facebook. Get them to come on out and tune in and join in the fight against the host of hell. If you'd like to support this work financially, we have a PayPal button on our website. We have GoFundMe, Zelle, even Take Bitcoin. And we thank you in advance for partnering with us. Our website is OmegaManRadio.com. One more thing before we start tonight's show. To the demons tuning in, we're coming for you, demon. No demon is safe. So we're going to get started. We're excited to be here with you for another marathon evening. Today is Tuesday, April 23rd, 2024, and we've got evangelist Joseph Cohen and Patrick Roach. Brother Joseph, would you like to open us up in prayer?
Sure. Father God, we thank you for the opportunity once again to bring forth truth. Thy word is truth. We thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. There's no other truth, Father God, that will give us eternal life except the Word of God. And Father, we bind the hand of the enemy. We come against Satan, the demons, and powers of darkness. Lord, rebuke you in Jesus' name. Command you to loose hold of the hearts and the minds of the people that are listening today to the broadcast in Radio Land and will listen afterwards in Jesus' name at the archives. Lord, rebuke you in Jesus' name. The blood of Jesus against you, Satan, demons, and powers of darkness. We come against curses, hexes, jinxes, vexes, spells, witchcraft. Coming against myself, Pastor Pat, and also Brother Shannon, in Jesus' name. The blood of Jesus against you. The blood of Jesus against you. We thank you, Father God, for the anointing and Pastor Pat, Lord God, that will go forth, Father God, into the hearts and the minds of the people, yes. Lord God, breaking fetters, yokes, shackles, and bondages, Lord God. Father God, somebody get saved. Somebody get healed. Somebody get delivered. Somebody come back to Christ, Father God, in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Well, God bless you, Pastor. It's all yours.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. Can everybody hear me okay?
Yes, sir. Coming through great.
Well, praise the Lord. It's so good to be amongst the house of the people of God this evening. And I know that we're traveling through the four corners of the earth through internet radio. We're going into Asia. We're going into Africa. We're going into South America, China, Europe, Australia, North America, South America, with the most important word that has ever been delivered this side of eternity, the word that presents Jesus Christ and Him crucified to a hurting world. You know, saints of God, there's so many people out there today that are lost and going to hell. Daily, by the thousands, people are splitting hell wide open because they haven't received, some of them haven't received the message, but I believe, hallelujah, many people have received this message of eternal life and reject it. Sadly, they reject it. They don't want to know anything about the Lord of Lords and King of Kings. And there's so many religions out there that prevent people from saying Jesus is Lord and Lord. I have news for you tonight. Muslims and Buddhists and Hindus and all the other false religions of the world are just tools of Satan that he uses in order to prevent people from seeing Jesus Christ and him crucified. Because the word of God says, Jesus is on the way, the truth, and the life. No one come unto the Father except through me. Now, either he's telling the truth or he's the greatest liar in the history of the world. Because people have been following this message for 2,000 long years. And souls have come into the kingdom of God by believing with their heart and confessing with their mouth that Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God. You know, for you and I, Jesus has died. He saw you and I in 2,000 years into the future when he laid on that cross at Calvary. And he said, it's within my power to send legions of angels down to take me off of this tree. However, I'm going to stay on this cross. I'm going to stay on this cross for those people listening to that internet radio show on April 23rd, 2024, because they need to hear the message of salvation, that Jesus Christ, that I am the only way to eternal life. I'm shedding my precious blood in order that they may have the opportunity to live forever and ever in the presence of a holy God. Somebody ought to get glad about that tonight. Let's give the Lord a big shout of praise in the house of God tonight if you believe it. Hallelujah to Jesus. We just want to say a quick prayer before we open up. Father, we commit this time into your hands, and we ask, oh God, for your presence and your anointing to be upon your humble servant. Let the Holy Ghost flow into the masses of people that are listening to this meeting tonight. We know, oh God, that nobody's listening by accident. From the foundation of the world, you saw people listening tonight and preparing their hearts to receive the message that Jesus Christ is the way, the truth, and the life. No one come unto the Father except by him. And the people of God said, amen and amen. We're going to talk for a few moments tonight, but before we begin the message, I'm going to sing a song that blessed my heart many, many years ago. I hadn't sung it in a long, long time, but it goes right into the details of this message tonight. The name of the song is Your All on the Altar of Sacrifice Laid. Listen to the words, and as you listen to these words, begin to ask yourself, if there's areas in your life that need to be surrendered over to the Lord tonight. Because those areas that need to be surrendered can be the perfect example, the perfect way for you to get back in good grace with Jesus. Listen to the words of this song as we sing. You have longed for sweet peace and for faith to increase and have earnestly, fervently prayed. But you cannot have rest or be perfectly blessed until all on the altar is laid. Is your all on the altar of sacrifice laid? Your heart does the Spirit control? You can only be blessed and have peace and sweet rest as you yield him your body and soul. Would you walk with the Lord in the light of his word and have peace and contentment always? You must do his sweet will to be free from all ill. On the altar you must lay. Is your all on the altar of sacrifice laid? Your heart does the Spirit control? You can only be blessed and have peace and sweet rest as you yield him your body and soul. Oh, we never can know what the Lord will bestow of the blessings for which we have prayed, till our body and soul he doth fully control, and our all on the altar is laid. Sing with me tonight. Is your all on the altar of sacrifice laid? Your heart does the Spirit control? soul, you can only be blessed and have peace and sweet rest as you yield him your body and soul. Who can tell all the love he will send from above, and how happy our hearts will be made. Of the fellowship sweet we shall share at his feet, when our all on the altar is laid. Sing with me tonight. Is your all on the altar of sacrifice laid? Your heart does the Spirit control? You can only be blessed and find peace and sweet rest if your all on the altar is laid. What a beautiful song. What a beautiful song written many, many years ago, but it still preaches today. The question today, saint of God, child of God out there in the four corners of the world, is your all on the altar of sacrifice laid? Is your heart, does your heart, the Spirit control? That's the question we must all ask ourselves this night, because God wants all of us. He doesn't want just a portion of us on Sunday morning. He doesn't want us to just pay our tithes and do these little things that we know we're supposed to do. He wants all of us. He's looking for total surrender. And that's what this song was all about. It ministered to me this morning, and the Lord said, this is what I want you to sing tonight. Is your all on the altar of sacrifice laid? Your heart does the Spirit control. You can only have rest and have sweet peace and sweet rest if your all on the altar is laid. And only you know that, saint of God. Only you know if you're in that place where you're totally surrendered unto the Lord. I know when I began to sing this song this afternoon, God started to show me some areas in my life that need to be dealt with, that need to be surrendered over to him so he can have complete control over my life. That's what he wants for every believer on the face of the earth, to have complete control. Jesus said to his Father when he was on the cross, "Not my will, but thine be done." I heard Watchman Nee one time say he was in a prison, as prison cell. He wrote many of his books back in the 20th century in behind prison doors in China. And he said the first prayer he would say every morning, he says, "Lord, keep me from my will. Keep me from my will." In other words, let the will of the Lord be done. And I say that prayer every morning myself, because I'm going to be honest with you. Through a lot of my period of time walking with the Lord, I've made a lot of mistakes because I wanted my will. And my will got me in trouble. How many know the Lord's will never get you in trouble? He leads you down the paths of righteousness for his namesake if we give him our all. And the question tonight I send out to the four corners of the world is, your all on the altar of sacrifice laid? Your heart does the Spirit control? Praise the name of our holy God. I'm going to be coming from a portion of scripture we're very familiar with, the 22nd chapter of Genesis, talking about Abraham and his son Isaac. And we all know the story of Abraham and Isaac. Abraham was 75 years old, and he got a promise from God that the child of promise was going to come. He didn't know when it was going to come, but he got a guarantee from the Lord that it was going to come. 25 long years go by, and he's 100 years old. His manhood is gone. He can no longer produce in the natural. His wife's womb is dried up, Sarah, at 90 years old. And that's when the Lord said to Sarah and Abraham, by this time next year, you're going to have a child, the child of promise. Well, you see, a lot of times God will allow us to hit the end of ourselves and reach the place where we know we can't do it. Abraham and Sarah realized that the natural is impossible for them to have a child. That's when God went into action and showed him a miracle. He's a miracle working God, and sometimes we got to hit the end of ourselves. Sometimes we got to get to our place of total weakness in order to depend upon him. And that's exactly what happened in this story at 100 years old of Abraham and 90 years old of Sarah, they brought forth the child of promise, Isaac. Hallelujah. Isaac, the type of Christ. Hallelujah. That would lead the Israelites through many, many trials and tribulation. Hallelujah. The father of the Jews. Isaac, hallelujah, came to pass. But now we got a story here in the book of Genesis chapter 22, where a test comes upon Abraham, amen? A test of surrendering his all on the altar of sacrifice. And this is how Abraham operated, and I believe this is the same way God wants you and I to operate when he asks us to surrender something in our life. And it came to pass after these things that God did tempt Abraham and said unto him, Abraham, and he said, Behold, here I am. And he said, Take now thy son, thine only son Isaac, whom thou lovest, and get thee into the land of Moriah, and offer him there for a burnt offering upon one of the mountains which I will tell thee of. Abraham rose early in the morning. I like that. He rose early in the morning. How many know when God gives you something to do? Hallelujah. Our job is to do it immediately. He didn't think, because sometimes thinking will become stinking thinking. As soon as Abraham got the promise, got the command from God, he rose up early in the morning and went on his way to perform the work that God was telling him to do. Sometimes we procrastinate when God gives us something to do, and we wait, and the devil will come in with all the whys and wherefores, why it can't be God, why this is going to happen, why that's going to happen. You're going to make a mess out of things. That's what thinking will do. Abraham got the word from the Lord to take his son, the child of promise, get on his horse and go into the mountains, hallelujah, and put him on an altar of sacrifice and slay him. Did he procrastinate? Did he think about it? Did he try to angle and connive his way out of it? No, he rose up early in the morning and saddled his ass and took two of his young men with him and Isaac his son and clave the wood for the burnt offering and rose up and went unto the place of which God had told him. This is obedience in action. This is obedience. He knows not how this whole thing is going to play out. We know how it plays out because it's in the Word of God. He has no idea how it's going to play out. All he's doing is walking one step at a time in obedience. And obedience is better than sacrifice. He's walking, hallelujah. He's heading towards the mountain with his son, hallelujah, prepared to do whatever God commands him to do. And that's the same thing for you and I today out there in radio land. We need to hear God's voice, and when we hear it, we should act immediately in what he's telling us to do. Don't procrastinate. Don't think about it. Don't try to worm your way out of it. Do it. Hallelujah. And when you do it, you'll be under the blessings of God, and you will see the heavens of God, or the heavens open up before you, and the blessings are going to begin to flow in your life just like it does in this story. Then, on the third day, Abraham lifted up his eyes and saw the place afar off. Abraham said unto the young men, Abide ye here with the ass, and I and the lad will go yonder and worship and come again to you. Isn't that beautiful? He's going up this mountain, knowing that God is telling him to lay his son on the altar of sacrifice, amen, and slay his begotten son, hallelujah, and he describes it as a place of worship. Worship, hallelujah. Worship doing the Lord's will. How do we worship God? Yes, we worship him singing. We worship him when we're praying. We worship him when we're dancing in the spirit. But we're worshiping most importantly when we're being obedient. Are you being obedient to the call of God on your life? Are you being obedient unto what God is saying you daily? I got news for you. He speaks daily. The problem is we don't listen. But sometimes we listen and then we turn it off because we don't like what we hear. Sometimes he's going to ask us to do some things that we feel incapable of doing, and we feel it may hurt us in the end, and we sort of ignore what the Lord is saying. But we got to get the spirit of Abraham upon our lives, hallelujah, to declare this as a portion of worship. I'm going to be obedient unto the Lord. I'm going to do exactly what he tells me to do. And it's a place of worship. Hallelujah. And when you begin to worship God, you open up your hand, you open up your arms, you lift up your hands to the Lord, and the windows of heaven become open over you, and the blessings fall upon you. It's more than singing. It's more than dancing in the spirit. It's more than doing all those things that are good. No, it's being obedient when God tells you something to do. And exactly what he said here, he says, I and the lad will go yonder and worship and come again to you. Now, that's faith talking right there. He knew what he was supposed to do. He's supposed to go up that mountain, hallelujah, and offer his son as a burnt offering. But faith says God is going to make a way where there is no way. Somehow, God is going to deal with this situation before I slay my son. That was faith talking. Amen. I got news for you. Faith can overcome every area of your life, every area of doubt and fear in your life. I don't see any doubt in this story with Abraham. I see total faith taking place as he says, I and the lad shall return. Hallelujah. He knew what God had told him to do. He was going to do it, but he knew that God was able to do something greater. Hallelujah. And even if he slayed the boy, he knew that God was able to raise him from the dead. Have you got that kind of faith tonight, child of God? Have you got the faith in the Holy One of Israel that when he puts you in an impossible situation, and I've been there, he's able to see you through to the other side? Have you ever been in a situation where you can't even face tomorrow? You feel that you despair life even itself? And you cry out to the Holy One of Israel. You lift up those holy hands and you cry out to the one and only God. And you see, after the trial, he was there all the time. In this story, we see that God is here throughout the whole story. From the time he gave Abraham to the command to the end of this story. And I got news for you. It's a beautiful ending. And if we're obedient to God and what he commands us to do, what he encourages us to do, we will have beautiful endings in our life. Somebody shout hallelujah if you believe it tonight. And Abraham took the wood and the burnt offering and laid it upon Isaac, his son. He took the fire in his hand and a knife, and they went both of them together. Isaac spake unto Abraham, his father, and said, My father. And he said, Here I am, my son. And he said, Behold, the fire and the wood, but where is the lamb for the burnt offering? I believe the son was about 16 years old at this time, Brother Joe. I understand that might have been his approximate age. So he was a man. He wasn't a child. He was a grown man, 16 years old. He's asking, well, where's the burnt offering? We're going up this mountain. Where's this burnt offering? He had no idea what was taking place. But how many know Abraham kept forging ahead and forging ahead? And he said these beautiful words, hallelujah, hallelujah to Jesus. And he says, Here I am, behold the burnt offering. And Abraham said, My son, God, say God will provide. Jehovah Jireh will provide. Jehovah Jireh is the God of all provision. My son, God will provide him a lamb for a burnt offering. So they both of them went together. Now remember, the lamb isn't there. Get a hold of the picture. They're treading up that mountain. They're going up that mountain with the wood. He's got the knife in his hand. And his son is being obedient right along with his father. The son could have ran away. But no, he's obedient just like his father because he was being brought up as a man of God. Train up your child at an early age, amen? 16 years old, he wasn't disobedient. His father said there'll be a ram provided by God, and Isaac believed him because he had faith just like his father. Now we see here, where am I? I got to find it. And Abraham stretched forth his hand, wait a minute, and it came to the place which God had told him of. And Abraham built an altar there and laid the wood in order and bound Isaac, his son, and laid him on the altar upon the wood. Again, I submit this to you. Isaac's about 16 years old, and he's allowing his father to bind him to that altar. Oh, my God. Think about it. He asked Abraham where the lamb was, and he was actually the lamb. He was going to be the sacrificial lamb, just like Jesus was the sacrificial lamb for you and I. In other words, Isaac was a type of Christ in this story. He laid him on the altar upon the wood, and Abraham stretched forth his hand and took the knife to slay his son. Get the picture. He binds his son on the altar. He takes the knife, and he's all set to lay it right into his heart and kill him. He's being obedient. His all was on the altar of sacrifice laid. He loved his son. He waited 25 years for the child of promise. God told him he was the child of promise, and it came. The prophecy came to pass. And now 16 years later, God wants him to slay him. A test of unbelievable faith. You've got to have a lot of faith to pass the test that Abraham went through. He's all set. He's all set to do exactly what God has told him to do. Are you set out there in radio land to do what God might be telling you to do tonight? And sometimes it's not an easy thing to do. Sometimes it might be a very difficult proposition. Sometimes it might be leaving your home. Sometimes it might be going into a far country. Sometimes it might be doing something that you never thought possible that you were capable of doing. But that's when trust and faith have to kick in. The same faith that Abraham had as he went up that mountain. And he said to the men, wait, me and my son shall return as we go up to worship God. And now when he's got that knife there, he's in a place of true worship. He's ready to lay it all on the altar of sacrifice. He's ready to be obedient to the Lord of Lords and King of Kings. He's ready to slay the child of promise. But how many know God is ultimately in charge? God was watching this whole thing from beginning to end. And also God knew Abraham's heart. He knows the end from the beginning. So I believe God already knew what Abraham would do in this situation. He just wanted to show Abraham what he would do. He wanted to show Abraham that Abraham had the faith to believe God. Sometimes God will cause a test for us to come to play. He knows what we're going to do. He just wants to see. He wants to for us to see what we will do. The big difference. God knows the end from the beginning. He knows whether we're going to pass the test or not. But then when the test comes, he shows us. We find out whether we pass it or not. And praise the Lord, I hope we all do pass the next test that comes along in our lives. Now watch. He stretched forth his hand and took the knife to slay his son. And the angel of the Lord called upon it out of his heart and said, Abraham, Abraham. And he said, here I am. And he said, lay not thine hand upon the lad, neither do thou anything unto him. For now I know that thou fearest God, seeing that thou hast not withheld thy son, thine only son from me. You see, there was the very area that God, the test took place in Abraham's life to see that if he truly had faith in the Holy One of Israel, that he would go all the way, no matter what God asked him to do, would he do it? Again, God knew from the end, from the beginning, he knew he would do it. But he showed Abraham himself that he had that kind of faith. And when he lifted up that knife and was ready to slay the begotten son, the child of promise, the angel spoke to him. Enough! He says, enough! Now I know! Now I know, says the Lord. I know your heart is right with me. You're not holding anything back. You're ready to give me your best. And again, the songwriter says, is you're all on the altar of sacrifice laid. Your heart does the Spirit control. We see in this story, Abraham's heart was controlled by the Lord. He was willing to give his all. He was really ready to slay his son, praise the name of Jesus. But God was there, and the angel spoke to him, and he said, lay not thy hand upon the lad. Hallelujah. I know you fear God, seeing thou hast not withheld thy son, thine only son. And Abraham lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, behind him a ram caught in the thicket by his horns. And Abraham went and took the ram, offered him up for a burnt offering instead of his son. Isn't that beautiful? You see, God will make a way where there is no way. I got a glimpse of what was taking place as Abraham and Isaac were walking up to fulfill the command of God. On the other side of the mountain, that ram was walking up the other side of the mountain to become the sacrifice. He was the substitute. So as they were stepping out in faith, that ram being ordered by God was going up the other side of the mountain. And when they met, and when Abraham was ready to kill his son, there he saw the ram in the bush. And I got news for you today. Sometimes God will have you step out in faith, but there's always going to be a ram in a bush in your life. There's always going to be something, hallelujah, to help you to fulfill exactly what he's he's asking you to do. The ram in the bush was the provision of God, Jehovah Jireh. He provided the sacrifice because he saw God. He saw Abraham's heart, and he'll provide the sacrifice that he commands you to do. If he's asking or encouraging you to do something, he'll always have the means for you to. He'll have the provision for you, Jehovah Jireh, in order to do exactly what he wants you to do. Come on, somebody say hallelujah if you believe it. If you believe it, praise the name of Jesus. And we see here, and Abraham called the name of the place Jehovah Jireh, as it is said to this day, in the mount of the Lord it shall be seen. And the angel of the Lord called unto Abraham out of heaven the second time, and he said, by myself have I sworn, saith the Lord, for because thou hast done this thing, listen to this, child of God, because thou hast done this thing and hast not withheld thy son, thine only son, that in blessing I will bless you, and in multiplying I will multiply thy seed as the stars of the heaven, and as the sand which is upon the seashore, and thy seed shall possess the gate of his enemies, and in thy seed shall be all the nations of the earth be blessed, because thou hast obeyed my voice. Oh, come on now. Think about it for a moment. God is encouraging you to do something tonight, or maybe he's asked you to do something in the past and you failed. But when the time comes, can you muster up the faith? Because we're all born with a measure of faith. Or with the day we got saved, God gives us all a measure of faith. Amen. Our faith grows by hearing the word of God. I trust that somebody's listening to the story tonight and their faith is being built up. It's becoming strong. And now when God asks you to do something, you're going to be like Abraham. You're going to say, yes, Lord, whatever you want me to do, I'm going to do it, because I trust you. I trust that you're able to make the way, hallelujah, straight for me. You're able to provide all the need throughout this trial, throughout this request you're making unto me. And the end result, we see in this story that he was blessed. The windows of heaven were opened up above him. He says, in blessing I will bless you, in multiplying I will multiply you. Praise the name of Jesus. God is a good God. When you step out in faith and do something that the Lord is telling you to do, there's always a blessing at the end. You may not see it in the middle of it. The devil will tell you, no, nothing good is going to come out of it. That's when faith has to kick in. Trust in the Holy One of Israel. God, I don't know how I'm going to do it. I can't do it in the natural, but I'm going to trust you. I'm going to believe you just like Abraham did 3,000 years ago. I'm going to believe, hallelujah, he went up that mountain and he said, me and the lad shall return. He knew there was going to be a ram in the bush because he trusted, he loved the holy God. He knew the Lord of Lords and King of Kings. He lived by faith and he said, I'm going to do it because God has told me to do it. And God might be telling you to do something tonight or tomorrow, amen. And in the natural, it seems impossible. In the natural, does it seem like you're going to have enough faith to believe? And that's when Jesus said, that's when the man said to Jesus, help thou mine unbelief. Many of us have to ask God for more faith. Help my unbelief in certain situations. And if you cry out to him for more faith and more belief, he'll give it to you. But again, I submit this unto you. We've got to know the word of God, because again, faith cometh by hearing, hearing by the word of God. That's why it's so good to get the word hidden in your heart, David said. The psalmist David said, thy word have I hidden in my heart, that I might not sin against thee. The word is a lamp unto my feet, a light unto my path. This is the word of God. It's alive. It's alive. It's alive. And as you read the word of God, your faith gets stronger and stronger. This story is strengthening my faith tonight. And I trust somebody out there in internet land is being touched by it also. Remember one thing. Obedience is better than sacrifice. He was obedient. He did exactly what God instructed him to do. And when the time came, when the real test came, he was ready to slay his son. And God said, hold off, hold off. You have proved yourself to me. Now I know your heart. Now I know your heart. And your heart is sold out to me. And because of that, there was the ram in the bush and the lamb. And then after the whole story on the mountain, the windows of heaven opened up over them. And in blessing, they were blessed. In multiplying, they were multiplied. All because of obedience. Somebody shout hallelujah if you believe this with me tonight. Is your all on the altar of sacrifice laid? Your heart does the spirit control? You can only be blessed and have peace and sweet rest if your heart and the altar is whole. Amen and amen. Somebody say hallelujah if you believe this with me. There's another quick story here, and we're going to be closing in a minute. I know we're going to take communion, amen. In the book of St. Luke, chapter 18, we see a young ruler here, and we see a young ruler who had a lot of money, and money as was his idol. And watch what happens in this story. And a certain ruler asked him, "Good master, what will I do to inherit eternal life?" And Jesus said unto him, "Why callest me good? None is good save one, that is God. Thou knowest the commandments: do not commit adultery, do not kill, do not steal, do not bear false witness, honor thy father and thy mother." And the boy said, "All these things I have kept from my youth up." Now when Jesus heard these things, he said unto him, "Yet you lack one thing. Sell all that you have, and distribute unto the poor, and thou shalt have treasures in heaven, and come and follow me." And when he had heard this, he was very sorrowful, for he was very rich. And we see here, the Lord goes on to say, how hardly shall they that have riches enter into the kingdom of God? For it is easy for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter the kingdom of heaven. This young man did all those things, but Jesus pointed the one thing, the idol in his life. And many times you and I are being obedient to many, many things in our life and what God has instructed us to do. But there's an idol in your life. There was an idol in this rich young ruler. His idol was money. He had a lot of money, and he didn't want to part with it. It wasn't that he couldn't. He walked away sorrowfully because he chose not to. He chose not to be obedient to the Lord. The Lord wanted to give him treasures in heaven, that they would not become rust or moth-eaten, that they'd be eternal treasures. But he wanted to hang on to the temporary heavens of this world. He failed the test. Abraham passed the test, and in blessing he was blessed, in multiplying he was multiplied. And this rich young ruler, when Jesus pointed to his idol, which was the love of money, because the Bible says the love of money is the root of all evils, he failed miserably. He walked away sorrowfully because the money or the love of money had a hold on him. The devil might put something in your life that puts a hold on you that becomes more important to you than God himself. And that money can be the very that very thing. I'm not saying it's money in everybody's life, but that very idol that you hang on to, the thing that God is saying let go of, is preventing you from having the sweet, sweet peace of God and many of the blessings that might come once you go out into eternity. That's up to you, and it's not always money. It can be other things in your life. Idols. They're not like idols in the Old Testament of made of stone and made of wood. They're not idols like that. They can be idols of lust. They can be idols of greed. They can be idols of many, a million different things. And you, I believe you know what the idol might be in your life. I don't have to peg. I'm not going to pinpoint it for you, but I believe God's speaking to somebody right now out there. An idol in your life that's got to be laid down just like Abraham laid his down. I want to be like Abraham when the test comes. I don't want to be like the rich young ruler, and I hope you feel the same way. When God says to do, are you ready to do it? Are you ready to be obedient just like Abraham? Or are you going to walk away sorrowfully just like the rich young ruler? It's a choice we make. We make choices every day of our life. Obedience is the way to peace with God. Obedience will give you the victory in every area of your life if you're obedient to that sweet, small voice. And when you're obedient, God will always back up obedience. Abraham got the blessings and the multiplication. The rich man walked away, the rich young ruler walked away sorrowfully, and he missed many of the blessings that God might have had in store for him. That's my message tonight out there in internet land, and I thank God for it. And God's been speaking to me about certain areas that I have to be dealt with. But I thank God, hallelujah, when I'm obedient, when you're obedient, God will be well pleased. He's going to say, well done, good and faithful servant. And before we close tonight, I know we're going to take communion in a moment, but I'd like to pray for people out there that are listening tonight, and you may not truly know this Holy One of Israel. You may have come to church. You may have gone to church a lot. You may have heard preachers preach. You may have watched preachers on television. But if you were to die tonight, you don't really have that true assurance that you'd spend eternity with God. There's some doubt in your heart right now. There's some doubt. You don't know if you died tonight that you'd go to spend eternity with God. Well, the Bible makes it very, very simple. The Bible says, if I believe with my heart and if I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is Lord, I shall be saved. Now, I want to say one thing. Devils believe in God. So it's more than actually believing. It's believing with your heart and confessing Him as Lord of Lords and surrendering your life to the Lord, as I did 35 years ago. I've heard many people pray this prayer, and they continue to live the same life that they always lived, and that leads me to believe they didn't truly say it from their heart. Because if you say it from your heart, you're going to see change take place in your life. You're going to see change take place because God is going to begin to work and operate on you because you're a surrendered vessel. If you're ready tonight to make this commitment to the Holy One of Israel, and surrender your life to the Lord for the rest of your days here on earth, you say this prayer with me. And if you mean it from your heart, you're going to see God begin to perform surgery in you. You're going to begin to change immensely. Things that you used to do, you won't do anymore. Things that you didn't do, then you're going to do now. He's going to begin to operate on you. And the operation of the Lord is always good. So bow your heart out there in internet land. If you need Jesus, say these words with me. Say, Lord God, I come tonight knowing that I'm a sinner. I've made many mistakes along the way. But tonight, I truly believe with my heart that you are just who you say you are. You're Lord of Lords and King of Kings. Your son Jesus went to the cross for a sin-sick sinner such as I. Tonight, I ask you to forgive me my sin, past, present, and future. Cleanse me from all evil that I've committed. And come into my heart. Make me a temple of your spirit. This very night, by faith in what you did at Calvary 2,000 years ago, I receive you as the Lord and Savior of my soul. I thank you for dying for me, and I commit myself into your hands as a living sacrifice for you to do the work in my heart from this day forth. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray. Amen and amen. And now if you said that prayer and you meant it with your heart, you immediately became a temple of God's Holy Spirit. The same spirit that raised Jesus from the dead took up residency in your heart this very moment. You are a child of God. You're a son or daughter of God. And as you begin to walk with him and trust him and believe in him, one day he will say to you, well done, good and faithful servant. Welcome into the house of the Lord. We thank God. Brother Shannon and Joe, we thank God for this message tonight. I trust people have been touched by the message, and I give God all the praise, honor, and glory. In the mighty name of Jesus, I seal it with the blood that he shed 2,000 years ago at the cross. Amen and amen and amen. To God be the glory.
Amen. Powerful word
amen.
Today.
Pastor Pat. Pat, before we turn it over to Brother Shannon to play our communion song, there might be some believers out there, they know the message is for them, mm-hmm. but they're struggling with their faith walk because sometimes, you know, Pastor, people are praying for situations, mm-hmm. and they get worse.
That's right.
You know, and they're just trying to hold on by faith, but yet mm-hmm. they have to realize that it's all in God's timing.
Oh, boy,
because God
yes.
does test our hearts.
He does.
Like the children of Israel, they could have made it 3 days into the promised land.
Yeah.
But God brought them into a place where they were in captivity with the Egyptian army, thousands of men there at them, and the Red Sea. Uh-huh. And God was testing their hearts, and they did fail.
They did.
So why don't you just pray, Pastor, for anybody out there that they're trying to hold on to their faith. They've been praying. Answers haven't happened, maybe gotten worse, but that they need to hold on just to thank God and praise God. Yes. That God's going to do what he says he's going to do.
That's good. That's good. I think of the scripture, Brother Joe. The Lord says to keep on asking, keep on seeking, keep on knocking. In other words, we don't give up. That woman who faced the unjust judge in Luke chapter 18, she kept knocking and knocking and knocking. She wasn't going to give up until she got what she wanted. And the unjust judge, this evil judge, eventually got sick and tired of her knocking at the door, and he gave her what she wanted. And the Bible says, how much more a holy God who will avenge us speedily. Now, remember, everything is under God's timing, as Brother Cohen just said, and we have to sometimes wait, and sometimes the hardest thing to do is to wait. But I encourage everybody out there in internet land, if you're in a battle right now, to trust God, to believe that he's able to see you through to the other side. I've been there. I know what it is to be in a trial where I despaired even life itself, but I look back on it right now, and God saw me through. And my pastor down in Miami, Florida, every time he would call me 3, 4, 5 times a week, at the end of our conversation, he used to say, "This too shall pass." And I say the same thing out there in internet land tonight to you out there who's struggling, going through a trial, and you see no end in sight. But the Lord of Lords is in complete control. And when the work has taken its place, when the work of that circumstance has taken its place, all of a sudden he's going to say, "Enough, enough." And you're going to be set free from that trial. And you're going to see that the Lord was there all the time, because he says, "I'll never leave you nor forsake you. I'm with you to the end of the world." So we pray tonight for people out there in internet land going through a struggle, and they seem to not be getting any answers. In fact, sometimes it seems to be getting worse, just like the woman with the issue of blood. She didn't get better. She got worse. 13 years with the issue of blood, but then she touched the hem of his garment. And I'm asking people out there right now in the spirit, touch the hem of his garment by faith. Say, "I'm touching your garment, Lord. I'm receiving the answer to my prayer by touching the hem of his garment right now. Touch it, touch it, touch it by the power of the living God." And as you touch it in the spirit, God is operating behind the scenes. Hallelujah. And what did he say to that woman? For in the beginning of the story, she was just a certain woman. At the end of the story, he calls her daughter. "My daughter, your faith has made you whole." And I got news for you. There's somebody out there, you're praying to God right now, and as you hang on to the horns of the altar, God is going to see you through to the other side, and you're going to say, "He was there all the time. He was there all the time." In Jesus' mighty name, receive it tonight by faith in God. Hang on and see the salvation of the Lord. Amen and amen and amen.
Thank you, Pastor Pat. What a wonderful message. Powerful anointing, Brother Shannon.
Amen. What would you like to title this for the archive tonight?
That's a good question. I didn't even thought of that. "Is Your All on the Altar of Sacrifice Laid?" That's it.
Okay, fantastic.
Yeah.
Brother Joseph, back to you.
We're ready to do communion, Brother Shannon. Do you have that communion song available?
Okay, we're going to play the song, and those who would like to join us in communion, get prepared.
Uh-huh.
Number one, you need to prepare your heart. When
yes.
you come to the communion table, you're meeting with the Lord Jesus Christ. You don't want to meet him with your sins, now or when he calls you and I home. That's why when you take communion, it's a reminder we need to be ready to meet Jesus on a daily basis. If you've got any sin that has not been confessed to the Lord that you're living in, you need to confess that tonight, renounce it, repent of it, go all in for Jesus. And by the same token that you and I want to be forgiven when we come to the Lord and ask him to forgive us, he will not forgive us if we do not first forgive others who have trespassed against us.
That's good.
It's not optional. Jesus said, "If you do not forgive, neither will my Father in heaven forgive you." So, folks, we need to forgive people that have hurt us, and then we need to go to the Lord and ask him to forgive us where we've hurt him. And then come
and take communion and get the blessing that comes when you prepared yourself to meet the Lord. You're going to need some grape juice or some wine, some matzah, cracker, or bread. If you live in Mexico, you can use some tortilla. Bottom line here is the bread represents his body broken for you and I, and his and the wine or the juice, the wine. We're going to play the song. Get ready if you'd like to take communion, and then we'll take it right after this song. Here we go. Hope you enjoy the song. We're going to read from Luke 22, verse 19. It says, "And he took bread and gave thanks, and brake it, and gave unto them, saying, This is my body which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me. Likewise also the cup after supper. Jesus said, This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you." Brother Joseph?
Well, this night is very special for me because I'm a Jewish believer, and tonight's the first night of Passover. And before they left Egypt, the 10th plague that the Lord brought on the Egyptians was with the blood, where they put a lamb, they slayed, put it on the doorpost of their home, and they had to be in the house. And the Lord said, when I see the blood, I'll pass over you. And when they said, I see the blood pass over you, that meant that the firstborn of every, not only every human being that was Egyptian, but every animal, the firstborn of every animal, God knows the firstborn of every animal, God knows the firstborn of everything, because he's the creator of all. The death angel came and killed the firstborn of everything in Egypt, and nothing happened to the Jewish people because they were covered with the blood. And as Pastor Pat said, when you come to Christ, you're covered with the blood. And that when the death angel comes to bring you home, you're not going to hell in your sins, but you're going to heaven. And also, we do drink the cup here on New Hope in the Lord on Omega Man. We say three times, "Hail to my King Jesus," and honoring the Trinity, and then once here to "Hail to our King Jesus" for the believers that are taking communion worldwide. Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu melech haolam hamotzi lechem min haaretz. Blessed art thou, O Lord our God, King of the universe, who commands us to eat bread from the earth. Father God, we thank you for your broken body, Lord God, that you are the Passover lamb, Father God, that died before the foundation, for the foundations of the world. You knew that you were going to sacrifice your son, Lord. So, Father God, we thank you for your broken body, Lord God. And because of that, our sins are forgiven according to Psalm 103, Lord God. And you heal all our diseases. So, Father God, I speak forth healing into everybody's body who's listening now, and even when you listen on the archives. Anything wrong in your body, by the power of the Holy Ghost, in Jesus' name, the Holy One of Israel, Yeshua HaMashiach, I command healing to flow in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's partake with the broken body of our Lord Jesus Christ for his glory. Hallelujah.
Thank you, God.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu melech haolam borei pri hagafen. Blessed art thou, O Lord our God, King of the universe, who commands us to drink fruit from the vine. Hail to my King Jesus.
Hail to my King Jesus.
Hail to my King Jesus.
Jesus. Hail.
Hail to my King Jesus.
King Jesus.
Hail to our King Jesus. Thank you, Lord. There's power in your blood, healing in your
power,
blood, deliverance
power
in your blood,
thank you.
Faith
thank
in
you.
Your blood, hope in your blood, peace in your blood, joy in your blood, love in your blood, mercy in your blood, great grace in your blood. What can wash away our sins? Nothing but
the
blood
but
of Jesus.
Blood.
What can make us whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Mm-hmm. Oh, precious is the flow that makes us white as snow. We thank you we're white as snow because of the blood of Christ. Father, we thank you, Lord, that you threw our sins into the sea of forgetfulness. And you remember them no more. As far as the east is from the west, our sins are forgiven. Thank you, God, that the eraser that erased our sins in your blackboard, Father God, from the east to the west, is your broken body and your shed blood. Thank you for building up our immune system in Jesus' name, Father God. Thank you, you're a wall of fire, Zechariah 2:5, Father God. You're a wall of fire around us, protecting us from any, Father God, foreign particles, any, Father God, sickness, any disease, Lord God. Father God, we thank you. It comes towards us. It'll hit you and die in Jesus' name. Let's partake with the blood of our Lord Jesus Christ for his glory.
Yes, amen. God. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God.
Gentlemen, I want to thank you for coming on today. And before we close, what contact information can we give out for you?
Well, for me, Brother Shannon, you can reach me via email, roachpat, roachpat, at msn.com, and we can communicate that way. We'd love to hear from somebody out there in internet land.
Brother Joseph?
Yes, well, we have different ways. You can send an email to me, Brother Joe at newhopeinthelord.com. Have a wonderful website. You want to be blessed by it, a lot on it.
Yes.
You just go to newhopeinthelord.com. I have a YouTube channel where both Pat Roach and Shannon Davis are on. You could see them and you could hear their testimony. Just go to YouTube, put their name in, then / New Hope in the Lord, and you'll be blessed by both their testimonies. And I ask you to also please to subscribe. I appreciate that. And if you'd like to make a financial donation to the ministry, you just go to paypal.me/ Cohen, C-O-H-E-N, 727, or by Zelle, rev.joseph, and J-O-S-E-P-H. Some people spell it J-O-E-S, which is wrong. It's J-O-S-E-P-H, at AOL.com.
Fantastic. Thank you, gentlemen, for coming on today. Love you both, and look forward to having you back on again soon, Brother
Shannon.
Pat. Thank you, gentlemen.
God bless you.
We love you both. God bless us, everyone.
God bless you, Brother. God bless you.
God bless you. Folks, stand by as we get Brother Tim Keyes on. And I've also got Icecast running for you tonight. Check that out. If you want an alternate way to tune in, you go to our website. You'll see a player from XLR, and to the right of that, one called Omega Man 1, 128-bit. Let me reset. We'll be right back.